Michelle Gildernew, congratulations on being selected for Westminster.
Thanks for having me.
Are you excited about running again?
I am. I think the past 4 years have been extremely difficult for a lot of people. We've seen a lot of challenges, both economically but also socially. The backdrop of this election is going to be Tory cuts, no question about it. And people are really feeling the pinch. There are families who are working two jobs, who are trying to raise a family and pay a mortgage and can't decide whether to buy groceries or to put oil in the tank. I mean, it is very bad for people who are working, for people who aren't, for those on disabilities, for the vulnerable in our society. And they are very worried. Unionist and nationalist are worried about the impact that Tory cuts will have on their pocket. And, you know, we've squeezed people to the extent where there's nothing left to squeeze. You can't take feathers of a frog, as they say in Tyrone. And I'm very concerned that the most vulnerable in our society will feel more pressure coming into this winter and how that will manifest on them.
Why have you been chosen again to contest this seat?
Well, you would need to ask the people who chose me, but it's really very humbling. It's a massive honour to be asked by your peers to run in a Westminster election to represent them. Is unreal.
This is the third time you're standing, isn't it?
Fourth.
This is the fourth time.
This is the fourth time, yeah. So we had the two narrow ones, and then we had the big one in the middle in 2005, I think. So it's a massive honour. It really is, and it's very humbling. You realise that people are putting faith in you, that you have to work very hard for those people. We have a lot of, you know, issues in this constituency that affect people greatly. They want to see somebody who's very active, who's working on their behalf, and who's there on the ground working for them all the time, and that's what I try to do.
You may find yourself going up against an Ulster Unionist candidate if they can pull off a deal with the DUP in Fermanagh South Tyrone. Why do you think Unionists want to oust you from Westminster?
Well, Arlene Foster probably summed it up best when she was in the studio in the last election doing the analysis in the studio, and the first or second count came back that I had been beaten. And Arlene's reaction, I think, was very... A lot of people have since mentioned it to me, the punch in the air, the you have no idea how important this is to unionists, and we've won from Anna South thrown back. It's not that they want to oust me. The seat is very significant because this is the seat that Bobby Sands won in 1981. So it's not... I don't take it personally. They want the seat. They want to hold from Anna South thrown, and that is why they threw everything at this election the last time. When you see five shades of unionism, the DUP, the UUP, the TUV, the Orange Order and the Tories. Interestingly, the Tories ran a candidate in every constituency bar one. So you had all shades of unionism coming together to try to win back the seat. And it didn't work, but it very nearly did. So there's... I think there is, symbolically, there is a desire to see this seat back in unionist hands. But as much as it means to unionism, it means more to us. And we'll be putting everything we can to retain the seat as well.
Some of the feedback that we received following that story on Thursday, you know, revealing this proposal to the DUP by the UUP, created quite a bit of reaction from Sinn Féin voters and Sinn Féin members and so on. Some saying that it's simply sectarian politics. Is that something that you agree with?
Well, that's, I think, how the unionist parties perceive it. I think they believe, and they've been very, I think they've been very dismissive of the intelligence of the voters out there, that they think that by packaging together a deal and putting up a candidate, that people will vote for them on the basis of religion. And I think they're being not only complacent, but insulting to people, that they would ask them to vote on that basis. Now, I know we got votes from right across political shades, from people who were no longer supporting Sinn Féin in this constituency, who were Republicans. We got SDLP votes, we got Sinn Féin votes, and we got unionist votes. And I think people have seen through that kind of very shallow and one-dimensional sectarian idea, and they have rejected it. And, you know, I'm not at this stage, I'm not focusing on who the candidates are likely to be. I'm focusing on what we need to do. And that's, the room tonight is buzzing and everybody's up for this election. And I think we need to stop taking the electorate for granted. And when I say we, I mean politics and politicians in general need to stop presuming that people can't think for themselves. And I think it's very insulting and demeaning to the unionist electorate if the unionist parties think that they can cobble something together and that will work.
I should also say as well, to be fair to them, unionists would reject any accusation of sectarianism, and they say this is about representation, something they say you do not do in Fermanagh South Tyrone. Do you accept that?
I don't accept it, and you know, we have seen sometimes the people who go into Westminster who take their seats don't participate very heavily either. They know that so much of the work in London is irrelevant to the people of this constituency. We've got the Assembly up and running. We've got the committees. The work needs to be done here. And people know that they can contact me in my constituency every week and know that they can get a hold of me if they need me. So it's about working for the people. I can represent them in Dublin. I can represent them in London. I can represent them in Belfast, in any department. And people want to see somebody who is accessible and who will work on their behalf and who is committed to the needs of her constituents.
But how can you say you will represent the people of Fermanagh South Tyrone when you do not take your seat at Westminster, you do not vote, you do not take part in debates? Is that not what you need to be doing in order to represent the people here?
I might agree with you, Rodney, except I worked in London. I worked in Westminster before I was elected to the Assembly, and I saw how little of it actually had an impact. You know, there's, in the past 15 years, there's maybe 3 votes that you think, you know, that you might have wanted to have been there. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes, thousands of votes, I would say, in that 15 years have been pretty irrelevant. And the people who have been and who voted haven't made a difference either. So, you know, it's not, I think it's, again, very one-dimensional. I know people will use that argument. But as far as the electorate here know, they need me, they'll get me, they know I'll work on their behalf. And if I need to raise points wherever, I'm able to do that, and I'll articulate their point of view in whatever forum is appropriate. Very rarely that forum is Westminster.
Well, Gerry Adams talks about building on relationships with unionists. Martin McGuinness had dinner with the Queen. Can you see the Sinn Féin position in Westminster changing in any way over the next period of time?
I genuinely can't, because so much of the stuff in Westminster is London, is England and Wales. And I don't feel that I should have any say over the rights of people in England and Wales. Equally, I don't think people in England have any right to say in matters here. So it's not about, a defrosting of relationships. It's about relevance and about being where you need to be. And so many, I'll say it again, so many of the MPs who take their seats in Westminster don't be there an awful lot. Don't they realise too that it's not very relevant to the work they do on the ground, and the work in the constituencies is where you really need to be.
Well, based on all that we've talked about, some time ago Arlene Foster said that you have been invisible here. Mm. Can I get your reaction to that comment, please?
Arlene's entitled to her opinion. She can think what she likes, but my electorate will know that I work very hard on their behalf on issues that aren't necessarily big publicity issues, but that when they contact me on the 12th of July or on a weekend or at Christmas or whenever, that I'm accessible and that they've been able to talk to me. And I would say there'd be people who were very offended by Arlene's comment. But like I say, I wouldn't get too upset about Arlene. It's an election year, and I'm sure she'll say worse than that.
And just looking ahead to next year, how confident are you of retaining this seat?
Well, I would never be arrogant or cocky. I would never take the electorate for granted. I'd go out and work as hard as I can to retain the seat. But we will ask people for their vote. It's they get one vote, you know, it's a very special thing. We will go out, we'll engage with as many people as possible, we'll ask them to vote for us, and we'll ask them to vote for us on the basis of the fact that we'll fight for their rights, we'll fight for their right to be able to live not under the cosh of poverty, that they'll be able to have a proper health service, to have a good education system, and to have the rights that other people have. Infrastructure, for example, and you know, we know how difficult the roads are, and for broadband and things like that are in Fermanagh. We will fight for the right to a job, to a quality life, and to the things that other people take for granted. that's what we'll ask them to vote on that basis, and hopefully they will in enough numbers.